Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin podcast and radio show, coming to you guys on this Wednesday evening. It is around 8:30 here at the office on a Wednesday night. It's been a great day, kind of long, kind of run down. I just spent the last several days in Kauai, Hawaii. I went on my 25th birthday vacation. So I went on a little vacay to celebrate 25 years on this earth. Went to the island of Kauai. If you guys have never been there, make sure you guys go check it out. It is absolutely beautiful. It's just a nice green island with lots of like jungle type areas, waterfalls, absolutely beautiful. So I spent the last week there. But if you guys didn't know this about Kauai, there's chickens everywhere. I couldn't believe it. Like, you're in the middle of the jungle and there's chickens. So that's pretty funny with the chickens there. But feeling a little tired tonight doing this podcast, but don't feel bad for me at all because, again, I just spent several days in Hawaii, so I deserve to have a little punishment in my life to have that jet lag coming back to you guys. But getting to the podcast, I've been wanting to bring this to you guys for a while, and I just have been putting it off, and I finally am getting around to it tonight and making myself do it. And what it is going to be, the title of the podcast, There's Never a Right Time. Now, I'm bringing you to this podcast because it's what I hear every single day being a trainer. It's what I hear every single day being a normal human being out in the world. You guys hear this from everybody, and you probably do it yourself because there's things I do it on. But it's always, there's never a right time for, let's say, getting in shape. There's never a right time to, let's say, getting out of debt. There's never a right time to, and enter whatever you would want into that sentence, you know? So that's what we're just going over. I bring into the fitness aspect because it's my world. It's my life. It's what I deal with every single day. It's what I hear every single day. And I hear the excuses why they can't take control of their health. When I'm doing phone calls, when I have people back out, when I just have groups going and everything, we try to talk to these people because I understand I'm a human being too, but I hear what these guys, normal people say, why they can't do it, why it comes down to it. And I'm just going to be honest with you guys just to make it easy. Let's cut the bull crap. I try not to curse, so bull crap it is. It's lies. It's excuses. It is what it is. Let's call it what it is. When you say, oh, I just don't have time or it's not the right time for me, it's saying I don't want to do it. It's a lie, right? Like don't sugarcoat it. Don't come to me and say, hey, I can't work out because this, and this. That's bullcrap. If you can't take 30 minutes for your day, if you can't take 30 minutes a day for your life and for yourself to get an exercise in or to do walking or to do something, your life sucks. I'm just going to be real. Your life sucks. If you can't take 30 minutes a day to focus on yourself, to focus on your health, to focus on you getting better. And I get so passionate, as you guys can see, in this health and fitness aspect because it's your life we're talking about. It's not a new car. It's not some crappy house that you guys can sell and go get a new one. It's your life. You only get one body. You only get one lifetime to do what you're doing with it. And so for people to treat it like crap, for people to just be like, oh, I'm going to just continue to eat crap and not take care of my body and not exercise and continue to gain weight and put myself at more health issues that are down the line, it just blows my mind. And it gets me, to be honest, it gets me pretty frustrated. And when I'm talking with my clients, I have to go away from it so I don't come off very mean. But like, to be honest, I'm on my podcast, so I can do whatever I want. If you don't like it, it's the Jacob McLaughlin Fitness Podcast Show, all right? But being more serious though, you guys, you know, I get that you are family members, you are parents, you are whatever you, like, you're working hard, you're doing all this stuff. So is everyone else. All right, so is, to be real, the top earners in the United States, the most successful people are way busier than you are right now. There's people here at our 5 a.m., and the people who come to our 5 a.m. are probably the more successful people in our business when it comes to like overall life and 6 a.m. I'm not saying that if you don't work out at that time, you're not successful, but what I am saying is they have to go do everything that you have to do and probably more because their work's going to be more taxing, it's probably going to take more time or it's going to take more effort. They get paid way more. There's a lot more stress with it. So the only time they have is 4 a.m., 5 a.m. to come and get a workout in, and they're going to do it. If someone can take 30 minutes and they are working 17 hours a day, like my man, I just say, is Jeremy. Like, that dude works nonstop. He's up at 4 o'clock every day. Even when I'm in here, he's out there working on his computer. Then he comes in, he's on the internet all day doing all this stuff, works. He gets 30 to maybe 45 minutes a day to work out and then still gets it done and then goes home and is on his computer still right now doing all his internet content stuff. Like, if that man who's working 17 hours a day can still get a 30-minute workout in, what's your excuse? And again, it comes down, oh, you guys work at a gym. This is what you do for a living. I get it. Yes, respect. Cool. You have anywhere you can work. You could work out in your hall. You can work out in your bedroom. You can work out at your house. You don't need, there's a million exercises. Go to my YouTube channel and look down. I have over like 100 videos listed of just body weight exercises. Like, you don't need to go to a gym. So when it comes down to what's the real reason, why aren't you working out? You know, there's pain points. That's normally what it is. They don't like how they feel. They feel like they're too out of shape. And I have actually a whole blog written about, you know, number one thing I hear from clients that haven't committed yet are, I'm going to work out first, then I'll come to your gym and work out. And I always smile and say, yeah, okay. And then I just think to myself, I want to say, this is what I want to say, you know how stupid that sounds? Because I'll put this in a different area and let's see what it sounds like. That's like saying, hey, I'm going to work on my broken car. And then once I figure it out, I'll bring it to the mechanic to fix it. That's what you're saying. That is the exact equivalent that you're saying. When you say, I'm going to work out and get in shape, so then I can come to your gym to work out and get in shape. Like, that makes no sense. So it comes down to when you guys are making these comments of like, hey, I'm just not ready. It's okay if you're not ready. Like, just being real, it is okay. Just say that though. Don't lie. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't say there, oh, I'm busy with this. I have this going on with my life, blah, blah, because it's crap. You have 30 minutes every single day to get a workout in. And if you don't, change your life because something's going wrong. But I guarantee you guys are on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're on listening to music, you're doing something for 30 minutes total time that you could put into something else, even if you're the busiest dude out there. So that's really going into it. And then it just flips into everything else. You know, like, my biggest thing for the health and fitness aspect is it doesn't get easier. It only gets harder. If you continue to push it off, what happens? You only continue to eat crappier. You only continue to feel worse. You only continue to gain more weight. That makes it even harder than if you would have started now. Like, that's why I get so passionate. I'm trying to get you guys to understand when I'm like saying this and you see the passion in me. It's like, I don't understand, hey, I'm just going to feel like crap. I'm going to get fatter and be worse and probably in worse health conditions in a year and put myself more at likeliness of getting a disease with health concerns than just going through a little bit of pain. And this is what I just tell people. It's hard. It is hard. I'm not going to lie. The workouts can suck. It can be hard, 30 minutes. But you know what also is hard? Being in a hospital. You know what's also hard? Not being able to walk, not being able to do activities because you're so overweight, not being able to do activities because you're in so much pain because of the weight or the inflammation that you're in. That's painful too. There's a hard either way you want it, but there's two different ways you're going to look, feel, move, and live. There's overall happiness and an overall life, you know? So that's why I'm just so passionate about it is like, it's never going to be a right time. There's always stuff. We always have things going on. You're always going to have something else comes in because I see it every single day here. When I'm doing stuff on my Tuesdays and Thursdays, those are a little less for me. I don't have as many clients. So I'm like, hey, next Tuesday, I'm going to have this opening that I could probably do this. You know what happens? No, something fills that spot and it happens. But if you don't get intentional, if you don't go and slot out the time, something's going to fill that space. It is the exact same thing with your money. If you are in debt, if you're not putting a dollar to every or a name to every dollar, as my boy Dave Ramsey would say, where's your money going? You will find a place to spend that money. It could be at a convenience store, grabbing a little couple extra drinks, grabbing things. If you don't assign your money to something, it will go somewhere else. Now, that could be the difference of why you're in debt still. That could be the difference why you're struggling living paycheck to paycheck. That could be the difference of, you know, taking a trip at the end of the year, taking a trip like I did to Hawaii because I saved, I budget, I watch where all my dollars are going, make sure I got out of debt, and then I attack everything I need to. I slot where my money's going each and every month that allows me to take goals that I want or take trips that I would like. It's the same thing in our fitness aspect. If you want to look a certain way or you want to feel better, live a healthier lifestyle, you need to make that a priority and slot it in. And that's probably the hardest part is it for most people, it's not a priority. And that's where I struggle. But again, you guys will be ready when you are ready. But if I can just leave you guys with this, you only get one. You only get one body. You only get one life. You only get one opportunity to live this go around. And I would just hate for anybody to take advantage of it and be, I just listened to a podcast last night where this guy's a millionaire. He's 55 and he's stuck in a hospital. And his comment was because he didn't work out. He didn't eat as well. The diabetes got out of hand. And now here's this millionaire who has all the money in the world and should be all the happy, but he's can't even walk outside, can't hang out with his grandkids, can't hang out. And that's really my big passion. That's the underlying of all this. You guys are probably parents. You guys want to be parents. You guys want to have a family. Like when you're not doing that, you're being selfish to yourself and you're being selfish to everybody else around you. And I might get hate back on this. I might get kickback on it, but it's the truth. How selfish of you to only focus on yourself and not work out so you could maybe be there for your kid later on. And that's how I think about it. And that could be a way left wing, right wing, whatever way you look at it, but it's the truth. So there's never a right time, you guys. You just have to start it. You just have to get after it because the time's going to come the time's going to come and it's going to go. Now, and that's what I just tell everybody. Would you rather spend the next 6 months going through a little bit of pain, a little bit of heartache, and get in 6 months, you're a different person. You move better. You feel better. You are like overall happier because you aren't as stressed. You aren't feeling as crappy. Or do you want to go through the 6 months of hard of being overweight, being eating what tastes good and not tracking anything, not doing what you should be doing. And then you're in the hardness of, okay, now I gained another 6 pounds. Now I'm even farther away than when I was 6 months ago. So I just leave that with you guys. It's my encouragement, no matter what it is. That was fitness. You know, I always bring in the fitness. It doesn't have to be fitness. It could be financials, getting out of debt. You don't want to be in debt. Get out of it. Oh, well, I'll start next month. No, start tracking your money now. Start making a plan of how you're going to pay off your debt. Start making every single dollar have a name so you can understand where it's going. And it's the exact same in everything. If you have a goal, you have to make it a priority and you have to make it happen. And so like I always just hear it. It's always there's this. I promise you guys, something's going to come up. So if you're waiting for some magic time to happen to tell you the stars all aligned to say, Jacob, start working out, it's not going to happen. That doesn't happen. Your life is going to – it's what's going to start is there's going to be a health scare. There's going to be something huge that happens in your life that says, okay, you need to do this or you're going to die. And that's just the reality of it. If you continue to let it go out of hands for years and years and years and eat like shit and that's all that. So I want you guys to keep on pushing hard. Just know no matter what your goals are, you have to make them a priority. You have to chase them and go after them. I know this was a little more intense topic. I got a little more passionate about it, but it's just something that's dear on my heart because you guys, your life is not a joke. Your life is not something to play with. You only get one. And I just don't understand why you would want to live a less nice life or in a better life than you could actually do. I'm always like, you know, we only get one. We might as well live it to the full expectation. And I'm not trying to say that fitness is everything in your world, but I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference in your life. And it's going to let you live longer, happier, and feel better while you're doing it if you're doing the right things and have the right coach. So hope you guys got a little bit of value. I hope I said something that you guys can at least take away. Now, again, I always appreciate you guys taking the time to listen and watch the podcast. If you guys are on YouTube, please stop and press that like and subscribe button. If you guys are on the podcast, if you guys could give me a 5-star review, that would always help out. I would really appreciate it. And I hope you guys continue to have a great week, have a great night. And you know, you guys just continue to do things you love with people you enjoy because your life is too short not to. Really appreciate you guys. Hope you all have a great week. Peace.